好，我哋继续崇拜，我哋可以打开圣经。Let's continue with our study and turn in our Bibles to First John. 我哋继续睇约翰福音，约翰一书第四章，今日睇第一节至到第三节。And so we're studying in First John chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. First John chapter 4 1 to 3.我哋可能有好多人，即系你会听过或者你会知道呢排有两个所谓基督教嘅电影出嚟咧，就有好多人喺度讨论紧。Maybe you've heard about it. Maybe you've seen it. There have been two movies that have come out recently that are considered to be Christian movies. And there's been a lot of talk and discussion about them. 今日第一套电影叫《罗亚》，and the first movie was Noah. 今日另一套咧就叫《真的有天堂》，and the other movie is Heaven is for Real.真的有天堂咧，就讲一个四岁嘅小孩往返天堂嘅真实故事。咁啊，讲到佢系有盲肠炎，跟住死喺手术台，即系几个钟头之后先至翻生。跟住系即系四岁嘅时候，跟住讲翻佢嘅经历啊，写咗本书，而家拍咗电影啊。And so, Heaven is for Real is the story of a four-year-old boy. He was had appendicitis.And he died on the operating table, and a few hours later he was revived, or he came back to life, and then he, as a four-year-old, he tells a story about what happened while he was dead and his time in heaven and the things he saw. And they wrote a book, and now they've made it into a movie. 所以是有好多人会睇过呢个电影，话好感人，离开会场就流眼泪。A lot of people have seen the movie. They said it's a very emotional movie, very touching, and you leave the theater in tears. 咁罗亚呢个电影咧，就好多人以为是基督教嘅电影嘅，就去过睇嘅时候就反而话哇，点解会同圣经完全唔符合嘅，搞乜嘢 ？And the Noah movie, a lot of people thought it was a Christian movie. They went to the theater to see it, and then they came away from the theater saying, "What in the world is this movie about? It's completely different from the Bible. It doesn't follow the Bible at all. Why has Hollywood made such a mess out of this movie?" 咁啊，两个电影咧，就我哋做基督徒咧，我哋系需要去小心，即系无论系电影或者系书。或者人哋讲 ，you know whether it's a movie, whether it's a book, or what people say. As Christians, we always have to be careful about what we hear and what we believe. 如果我哋系就算系一个好好嘅电影，就系一个好嘅见证。Even if it's a very good movie, a very good testimony, 我哋要小心，我哋咪建立我哋嘅信仰，系。嘅基礎係咪因為呢個電影所講嘅嘢係當係我哋嘅信仰嘅 ？So we have to be very careful when we see a good movie and something, and is our belief, is our faith going to be based on what they said in the movie？咁如果個電影雖然係可能係好嘅，有好好嘅嘢，但如果佢講一啲係聖經冇講。好似四岁嘅小朋友天真无邪嘅上咗天堂翻嚟话我哋听系点喎 ？And so we have to be careful if the movie starts talking about things like that the Bible didn't say. And here you got a four-year-old boy. You know, four-year-old boys are innocent. You know, they're not evil. And he's got his experience. He went to heaven. He came back. He's telling us what's heaven about. 如果佢讲啲嘢圣经冇讲，咁佢讲啲嘢系咪真系天堂系咪真系咁嘅 ？And if he's telling us things that he saw in heaven.And the Bible doesn't say it, and then is heaven really like that? 咁我哋嘅建立我哋嘅信心系咪因为一个人嘅见证？但系建立我哋嘅信心系咪因为圣经 ？So are we going to base our belief, our faith on somebody's testimony on what they saw, or are we going to base our belief and our faith on what the Bible says? 所以我哋系身为基督徒咧，我觉得无论系边个讲。是一个电影或者一个人写本好好的书 So I believe as Christians that no matter who it is that's talking whether they saw it's a movie or somebody writes a great book and everyone's talking about the book 如果那些事跟圣经有冲突 我哋要系信圣经。And so if whatever they say and tell us, if it, there is a difference between what they say and what the Bible says, we need to believe the Bible. 是不是？咁我哋系而家有好多明星好多艺人就信耶稣跟住出嚟讲嘢，是不是？ And now there are a lot of movie stars and famous people that become Christians and they go up on stage and they start talking. 系好有影响力，是不是？And they can have a lot of influence. 但我哋要小心，佢讲嘅嘢如果唔符合圣经，系咪可信嘅呢？ But we need to be careful because if they're teaching things that are in contradiction to the Bible, then do we trust what they believe or do we trust the Bible? 嗱，我哋一阵间我会讲罗亚嗰个电影有啲咩问题。In a moment, we'll talk about the movie Noah and what the problem is. 但有好多人睇到嘅时候咧，佢就离开会场就觉得罗亚嗰个神系邪恶嘅，系恐怖嘅，系得人惊嘅。But a lot of people see the movie about Noah and they walk away and they say, "Man, God's an evil God. He's a mean God. He hates people. God. He's a terrible guy." 所以个电影系俾人哋一个嘅好反面嘅一个印象，系觉得神系黑心嘅。And so the Noah movie is giving a lot of people the impression that God is a God with an evil heart that hates people. 咁我哋一阵间会讲个点解。And in a moment I'll explain why. 但系我哋系今日咧，我哋系要肯定一样嘢，神系不改变嘅，佢昨日今日直到永远系不变嘅。But we need to believe this morning that God is a God that never changes. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. 我哋要相信呢本圣经系神俾我哋嘅真理。And we need to believe that the Bible is the truth that He has given us. 所以圣经嘅真理系唔会变嘅。And so the truth of the Bible doesn't change. 圣经嘅真理唔会变落后。The truth of the Bible does not get old and outdated. 圣经的真理不会过时， and the truth of the Bible does not go out of date. 所以我们是可以相信神的话语是真实，我们所看到的每一件事我们要用圣经来衡量它是与不是。 And so we can believe the Bible is true, and anything else that we hear, we have to take it back to the Bible and see if it's true, real or not. 我们看第四章第一节至到第三节。 So let's look at chapter 4 of 1 John verse 1-3. 亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。 Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。 By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. 凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他如来，现在已经在世上了。 And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看到你的话语，我们看到你叫我们呢去试验一切的灵，不要单纯去信他的。你是叫我们小心谨慎，我们求主给我们一个的明白真理的心，辨别诸灵的心，帮助我们去看得到哪些是属于神，哪些不属于神。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。但系呢度佢叫我哋唔好咁单纯，要小心谨慎。So John is encouraging us not to be so innocent and naive, but that we need to be careful in what we hear. 咁啊，呢个就系因为我哋相信有真神，亦都相信有魔鬼。Because we believe that there is a true God, and we also believe that there is Satan. 有真神喺度系同我哋讲话，亦都有魔鬼会伪造，系讲好多伪造嘅话。And so the true God, he is teaching us, he wants to speak to us, but at the same time, so is Satan trying to deceive us. 有好多魔鬼会系用好多嘅方法假扮真理嚟想欺骗人。And so Satan uses a lot of methods to deceive, to pretend to be the truth, and yet he's not the truth. 你睇到耶稣点样讲喺马太福音24:45 Look what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. 耶稣回答说：你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no man deceives you. 因为将来有好些人冒我的名来，说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. 所以耶稣话我哋听要谨慎，要小心，因为好多人会嚟迷惑我哋，系冒耶稣嘅名。So Jesus is saying, be careful, because many people are going to come and deceive us and try to be false Christ. 嗱，呢个迷惑呢个字呢，就系辨不清是非。分不到是非，磨不着头脑。 And so to deceive is to take us so that we cannot tell the truth from the reality from falsehood, that we cannot discern what is real. 这个是魔鬼会用很多方法想迷惑我们的。And so Satan uses many different methods to try to deceive us. 如果你香港、澳门的，你知道谭咏麟在1987的时候最后一个唱碟是叫迷惑。If you're Chinese, the last recording that Tam Wing Lun made was called Deception. 咁我唔知係咪佢俾人迷惑定係想迷惑人。You know, maybe he was deceived himself, or maybe he wants to deceive people. 但係我哋知道有一個人叫馬克思呢，就話宗教係人民嘅鴉片。But Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people. 他就认为宗教就是迷惑人。And he thought that religion was going to deceive and put people in the dark. 某方面马克思是真的，讲得真的。And in a way, you know, Karl Marx is right. 因为凡是假的道理，魔鬼的道理就是欺骗迷惑人。Because all false teaching, all of Satan's teaching is deception. 除了耶稣的真理之外，是没有一个真理。And aside from the true teaching of Jesus Christ, all the other teaching is false. 我们手抓住这个是真理，不是宗教。我们跟耶稣的关是一个关系，不是一个宗教。Yeah, what we hold in our hand is the truth. It's not a religion. You believe in Jesus Christ. That's a relationship. It's not a religion. So, 宗教是人民的鴉片，但你跟耶稣的关系不是鴉片，是真理的。So maybe you think that religion is the opiate of the people, but we are not believing in a religion. We have a relationship, and that is not deception. That is the truth. 我们认识真理，真理释放我们看清楚。We should know the truth, and the truth will let us see clearly. 但是有属于神的灵，有属魔鬼的灵。So there are spirits that are belong to God, and there are spirits that are from Satan. 咁我哋系要信边个呢？我哋要信真神嘅。And so who should we believe? We should believe in the truth. 嗱，我哋知道有东方闪电全能教嘅。So you know there's the Eastern Lightning Cult, they call themselves the Almighty God Cult. 有摩门教的， there's the Mormons, the Mormons, 有耶和华见证会， the Jehovah Witnesses. 我们楼下有一管道， and below us there's this 一管道， whatever, Heaven and Earth Cult. And 有好多的异端， 有好多其他嘅異端。So there are many cults and many other cults. 我哋點去分別真假嘅？ And so how do we know what is true and what is not true? 約翰叫我哋要試驗是否屬於神。And John is telling us that we need to test the spirits to see if they're truly from God or not. 要試驗每一個接觸所接觸嘅真即嘅道理符唔符合聖經。You need to test all the teaching that you hear from other people to see if it's truly accurate and according to the Bible.就算是我分享我讲的我鼓励你都要回去查考试验是不是属于圣经 Even if it's something I'm teaching You need to go home and you need to read your Bible And see is this truly from God or not 你不要单纯因为电视见到一个出名的传道人因为是看到一个 DVD 看到一个人的影片或者去到一个聚会觉得、啊、很虚陷很多人很兴奋肯定是神的、哦、Don't be so naive to think because you saw a DVD or you saw some, a great teacher on TV or you went to this big meeting and there are all these people that are so exciting Don't be so naive that just because it's exciting that it's from God你要查考要认识真是属不属于神 You need to test it to see if it's truly from God 那保罗呢他就是第三次福音旅行在欧洲要回到耶路撒冷之前经过以弗所叫啲长老一起倾下 Now Paul as he was going home back to Jerusalem after his third missionary trip in Europe He went through Ephesus and he called the leaders of Ephesus to come 那他在以弗所的时候叫他来呢就是跟他分享最后一番说话 And as he's talking to the leaders of Ephesus The church in Ephesus He's sharing like his last words to them 你看使徒行传20章第29节至31节 And so look in the book of Acts Chapter 20 verse 29 to 31 保罗跟他说使徒行传20章29节我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群 For this I know that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you not sparing the flock 就是你们中间也必有人起来说叛谋的话要引诱门徒跟从你们 AndFrom among you yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. 所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝戒你们各人。Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.保罗知道他离开了之后有很多异端邪说就会来是迷惑人 Paul knew that after he left that church that the cults were going to come and try and cause division and confusion 那保罗传道的都有异端邪说出来呢何况我们呢 Now if Paul's teaching and then cults come up after his teaching just how about the rest of us you know没人是免疫的所以我们要知道魔鬼就会不甘心人家信耶稣一定要破坏神的工作 You need to know that Satan is not pleased when people come to the truth and so he's going to do everything he can to try and distort the truth 我们基督徒要小心假传道假先知是某一个牌在他的胸口说我是假先知You know, false teachers don't have a sign around their neck saying, I am a false teacher. 他是看来呢就好像很爱主很积极很认真 And you look at them and they look like they're really from God. Like they really love the Lord. And they look authentic. 那有些真实呢假的异端的他讲九成是真实的一成是假的 You know for truth All the false teachers They will teach 90% of what they say is true And 1% is wrong 他大部分是听上来是真的是正的 And most of what you hear
sounds okay，
但系嗰小部分咧，你唔熟悉圣经，你觉得系假嘅。
But if you don't know the truth, you hear that little bit, you don't catch that little bit that's wrong。
嗱，如果你做饼啊。我的女儿很喜欢做饼，现在很喜欢做甜品。
My daughter loves doing sweet cakes and things now, you know.
如果你做饼啊，做甜品啊，你又跟着个配方跟到十足，但是一个的材料落错呢，个效果是怎样？
So if you're making some dessert, a cake or something, and you follow the recipe 100%, but just in one ingredient, you make a little change, what is the result?
他第一次做一个很漂亮的苹果派给我吃的， 那次是父亲节，是很漂亮的，看来呢就很吸引，就是流晒口水说这个苹果派正到晕了。
Now she made me a beautiful Father's Day gift. It was an apple pie. It looked delicious. I saw it. My mouth was watering. I said, this is awesome. It smells good. It looks good.
但是跟住试一啖食咧，就咬翻出嚟，掠出嚟，完全食唔落口。
But then as soon as you put a bite in your mouth, you have to spit it out because it was horrendous. You could not eat it.
Thank you, Kyle. 点解咧？落错咗一个配方。
Because she made one small mistake in the recipe.
应该是一茶匙盐，她看着是一杯盐。
Because it should have been one teaspoon of salt, and she put in one cup of salt.
大家笑，因为你知道一杯盐会咩味道。
You all laugh because you know what that would taste like.
那一个小小的错误，好大分别的。
With just a small, small difference, it makes a big change.
所以我们讲九成的真理，一成的假的。其实是很不同，是不是？
So if you're speaking 90% the truth with just a little bit of falsehood, it makes a big difference.
如果我们这里有澳门搭飞机去美国，但是那个航线是偏差一个度数，你是起飞的时候你不觉得的，但是你坐了五个钟头、十个钟头之后，你搭不到美国的。
Now, if you take a plane from here, an airplane, and you travel to the United States, and you're just off on your flight pattern by 1 degree, you won't notice the difference when you first take off, but after 5 hours, after 10 hours in flight, you will never reach your destination.
你想去洛杉矶，可能你去了巴西看世界杯的。
And maybe you wanted to go to the United States, but you end up in Brazil watching the World Cup.
偏差少少，越走越远，越走越歪。
With just a slight variation from the truth, the further you go, the longer you go, the further away from the truth you go.
魔鬼就是这样，他是用很多的真理包含了少少的假话。
That's what Satan does. He gives you a lot of truth, and then he conceals it in a little lie,
or he conceals a lie in a lot of truth.
他对夏娃引诱夏娃系咁，系咪 ？That's how he tempted Eve in the garden. 他话神话你可以食所有嘅水果，
佢讲得冇错。
He said to Eve, "You can eat." Hasn't God said you can eat all the trees in the garden?
但系跟住佢就开始改编啊，话你可以食埋分别善恶果树。
And then he even went a little further and said it's okay to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
魔鬼嚟引诱耶稣又系咁样哦。
That's what Satan did when he tempted Jesus.
佢引诱耶稣三次，三次都系点样讲？
When Satan tempted Jesus 3 times, all 3 times, what did he say?
他说，经常记着说。
Yeah, Pete's right. It is written. The Bible, it is written. 他三次都是用圣经来引诱耶稣。 And so for three times he used the Bible to tempt Jesus. 他每次用假的道理，可能用神的话语来用假的道理。 And so when Satan teaches falsehoods, he will use the truth of God to teach his falsehood. 我们要小心，魔鬼会断章取义。Be careful because Satan will take things out of context. 魔鬼会弯曲真理， he will twist in the truth into a lie. 你不要这么单纯，如果不是你中计。 So don't be so naive and innocent or you will fall into the trap. 那很多人就会传假的道理，但要小心，可以是很危险。There are a lot of people teaching falsehoods, but it's very dangerous. 有时会走火入魔， and sometimes they will even fall into a deeper trap. 有人会这样跟你讲， some people say this, 圣经很难明啊，所以呢你不用在圣经里面找到证据，我们或者人证我们做的事，因为现代时候圣灵做了新的工作。 They'll say, you know, the Bible's hard to understand, and you know, you don't need to look for confirmation or evidence from the Bible on what we're doing, because the Holy Spirit is doing a new work today. 然后说，如果你要在圣经里面寻找真理，寻找人证，你是窒息圣灵，你不要找，你白白接受就可以了。 And then they say, if you're going to look for confirmation in the Bible for what's going on from the Holy Spirit today, then you're going to stifle the Spirit and you're going to make the Spirit unhappy. So just don't bother looking for it in the truth. Just accept it, open your mind and receive it. 如果任何人跟你这样说，你不要听，这是危险的。If anyone says that to you, don't listen to them. That is dangerous. 他就说，你疑惑着圣灵的工作，你去寻找圣经的根据，你疑惑着圣灵的工作，你拒绝着神。 They'll say, you're looking for evidence from the Bible on what we're doing? You're resisting the Holy Spirit. You're resisting God. 跟着他威胁你，好似你是做错事犯罪。 And then it's like they're threatening you because you know you're resisting the work of God, you know. 如果你觉得他做的事是古怪奇怪，他会叫你，你接受啦，开放个心啦，初初系咁啦，慢慢就适应啦，冇所谓。And if you think what they're doing is strange and different, you know, they'll say, oh, don't worry about it, you know, you get over it, you get used to it later. 但我哋要小心，如果我哋唔可以喺圣经里边揾到答案，揾到印证，嗰样嘢唔属于神，唔系神嘅。But we need to be careful. If you cannot find evidence and proof from the Bible about something, then that is not from God. 如果他告诉你，你不要在圣经里面寻找印证，不要在圣经里面找到根据，找到属不属于神，那个人是讲错的。 And if they're telling you not to look for truth from the Bible to prove that what they're doing is accurate and from God, then they're teaching you falsehood.可能他本身是被迷惑，或者他想迷惑你。 Maybe they've been deceived, maybe they're trying to deceive you. 但总之你不要中他计，你在圣经里面自己找到真理。 But don't listen to them. Go to the Bible and hear what the Bible says. 因为魔鬼会假扮一个光明的天使， because Satan will appear as an angel of light. 魔鬼会是看来很漂亮，很靓，很对的。 And you'll look at what Satan does and it will look so beautiful, it will look so wonderful. 你看过不多后书十一章十三节到十五节， Look what it says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13 to 15.
哥林多后书十一章十三节至到十五节 ，Second Corinthians 11 chapter 11 13 to 15。那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. 这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。And no wonder.For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. 所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
假的是假扮真的。
So here you have the false pretending to be the truth.
Now, Mormon 教是这样的嘛。That's what the Mormons did. Mormon 教的就是说就是有个天使叫 Mormon.
And so the Mormons say that there's an angel, his name was Mormon.
他显示被那个约瑟斯密夫。
And he appeared to Joseph Smith.
他就说约瑟斯密夫听我是神派来的天使要给你一个新的真理。
And so he told Joseph Smith, I'm sent from God, I'm going to give you a new truth.
他给了他一些特别的眼镜可以看到那古埃及文的金叶。
And the angel gave him some special eyeglasses that he could read these special golden leaves that were ancient Egyptian.
跟着他带着这些眼镜就可以翻译到古埃及文翻译成英文。
And with these special glasses, he could translate ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics into English.
跟着翻译完之后，眼镜就飞翻天，个金叶又冇咗嘅。
And then after he translated it, the glasses were taken back into heaven, and so were the golden leaves that he translated from.
你信唔信？
You gonna believe that?
光明嘅天使传假嘅道理，
An angel of light teaching a falsehood.
好多人都信呢、这个，唔知点解会信呢个假嘅道理。一百多年嘅啫。
For over 100 years, there's so many people in the world are being deceived by this deception.
那美国银行的人怎样学识怎样分别伪钞呢？
Do you know how people in the banks in America are trained to know counterfeit money?
他初入行的时候呢，头一个月是这样数美金的。
Now, the first month they work in the bank, they just sit there and they count the money. They count US dollars.
你每天是这样数，是这样数，是这样数，是这样摸，是这样摸，是这样闻到那种味，看到那样。
And so for a whole month, you're just counting and counting. You're feeling it, you're smelling it, you're seeing it.
过了一个月之后，你出回来是做收银，你一摸到伪钞，你知道的。
And so after a month of being trained of touching the real thing, you go back out as a teller and you touch, as soon as you encounter false, counterfeit money, you know it's false.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识我们的真理。你一认识真理，一有假的道理，你就识分的。
You need to know the truth because when you know the truth, as soon as you encounter false teaching, you will know it's false.
因为有神在你里面。
Because you have the Holy Spirit in you.
你睇加拉太书第一章第八节到九节。
Look at Galatians chapter 1 verse 8 to 9。
加拉太书第一章第八到九。
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与我们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
保罗说，就算我自己讲另一个真理，就不是真理的，我被咒诅。
Even Paul said if he was going to teach another gospel, let him be accursed.
有很多，无论他几出名，望个聚会几吸引。 如果福音不是你所在圣经里面看到的福音，就不是福音。
It doesn't matter who's teaching it, how great and exciting the meeting was. If they're teaching it and it's different from the Bible, they're not teaching the truth.
你不要白白接受。
Don't just blindly accept it.
就算是我讲的，我鼓励大家，每次你喺度听到我讲之后，你翻屋企自己查考、自己研究，睇系真定假。
I encourage you, don't just accept what I say because I said it. Go home, study it, read it for yourself, find out if what I'm teaching is the truth.
你唔好咁单纯，无论系边个，你都要自己运用自己嘅。 思想去查考圣经。
It doesn't matter who it is that's teaching you. You have been given a brain from God. God wants you to use it.
我们一定要研究圣经，查考是真是假。
We need to study the word and to find out the truth of the word.
在《使徒行传》17章第10节到11节，有一个好好的例子，一个好好的榜样。
In the book of Acts, chapter 17, 10 to 11, there's a great example for us to follow.
使徒行传17章10节到11节.
So Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 11.
大兄们随即在夜间打发保罗、西拉往比利亚去，二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。
Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews.
这地方的人，因于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so.
比利亚的人就是肯查考，知道真相。
So the Bereans, they were willing to search and to see if this was truly of God or not.
我们要学他这样，
we need to be like that.
我们要愿意研究查考认识是不是神的话语。
We need to be willing to search and to check and to see if this is truly from God or not.
我不理是人家给你一个DVD 或者是你是一个这样 吸引的聚会，或者一个艺人讲的，你都要查考。
It doesn't matter if it's from a DVD that somebody gave you, if you went to a great meeting, or even if a movie star is talking about it.
你要查考合不合圣经的真理。
You need to study to see, is that in accordance with the Bible and what the truth says?
我们查考，我们相信我所拿着这个圣经是神的话语。
We need to study because I believe that this is God's word.
我相信圣经有66卷书。
We believe the Bible has 66 books.
这66卷书是神给我们的启示。
And these 66 books are the revelation that God has given us.
神在
昨日今日直到永远不改变。 God is the same yesterday, today and forever. He doesn't change. 神昨日给我们的启示是今日的启示。 And the revelation that God gave us yesterday is the same revelation today. 所以神是2000年前给我们这个66卷书，到今时今日都是对的。And so 2,000 years ago, the revelation that God gave us is still applicable to today.
我们要相信这个启示就是神完整的启示。
And we need to believe that this revelation that God has given us is complete.
这个启示神不会加不会减的。
And God is not going to add or subtract from the revelation that He's given us.
我相信神已经给我们我们所需要知道的，知道耶稣回来的时候所有的启示。
I believe that God has given us everything that we need to know until the return of Christ. There is going to be no new revelation.
有人告诉你，昨日我发梦，神向我显然给我新的启示，从来没有人说过神给我新的启示。你不要相信他，他说大话，他骗你。
If somebody comes to you and said, last night in a dream God gave me new revelation, a revelation that God has never revealed to anybody before, He's revealed it to me, don't believe him, he's lying.
如果有人告诉你，这个启示从来以千年的基督徒的所有的传道人所有的牧师是解错了，神是启示我们的长老的，我们现在在这个年代才明白这个新的启示是这样解，以前的人全部解错了，你不要信他，他说大话。
If somebody says, our God has revealed to us over the last 2,000 years, all the teachers of God have been teaching falsely on this teaching. God has revealed to us, to our leader, the new true interpretation that nobody's known before. Now it's a new teaching. God has revealed to us and us alone.
Don't believe him. He's lying.神昨日今日直到永远不改变。
God is the same yesterday, today and forever. He doesn't change.
你看启示录22章18节到19节。
Look at the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 18 to 19.
启示录22章
Revelation 22 verse 18 to 19, 18节到19节。
我向一切听见这书上预言的作见证，若有人在预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
For I testify to everyone who hears these words of prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book.
这书上的预言若有人散去什么，神必从这书上写的生命树和圣城散去他的份。
And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, and from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
那我相信启示录放在圣经的最尾的是有原因。
I believe there's a reason for the book of Revelation being at the end of the Bible.
第一，因为是最后写的一卷书，约翰是最老的时候写了启示录。
For first reason is because it's the last book of the Bible that was written. John wrote it when he was old, and it was the last book that he wrote.
第二个原因，因为当他编辑圣经，就是拣边啲属于经典嘅时候，启示录系差唔多最后一个放入去。
One of the other reasons is when they were compiling the books of the New Testament, the book of Revelation.It was one of the last books to be added.
第三个原因，因为启示录是讲预言，讲将来的事，其他新约圣经是讲已经发生了的事。
And another reason is because the book of Revelation is teaching future things, prophecy, the other books are teaching things that already happened.
但总之神放它最后一本是有原因。
But God put the book of Revelation at the end of the book, at the end of the whole Bible, for a purpose.
我相信啱啱读呢个经文，唔单止系为启示录，系为咗成本圣经。
I believe that the verses we just read are not only applicable to the book of Revelation, but apply to the whole Bible.
如果你要在这个圣经上加上什么或者减少什么，你有祸了。
If you want to add or subtract from this Bible, you got to answer to God for that.
是不是？神是给我们一个完整的启示。
God has given us a complete revelation.
我们不可以加上或者减去。
We cannot add or subtract to the revelation that God has given us.
弟兄姊妹，我想你要明白，我们基督教，这个是我们的基本的真理，是吗？
I think you all understand that's a basic belief of Christianity, right?
我们是唯独圣经，我们就是靠圣经来做我们的基础。
As Christians, we just believe in the teaching of the Bible as our authority, right?
我们和天主教有这个分别，
That is the difference between the Catholics.
天主教呢，就相信每一个教宗所讲的就是神的话语。
As the Catholics believe that everything a Pope says from the Vatican is inspired by God.
所以以千年来的天主教教宗所讲的说话呢，他会摆在圣经的隔离的，甚至乎觉得教宗的说话是比圣经重要的。
And so for the last 2,000 years, all the popes and from the Vatican, what they've been teaching is compiled together and makes a bigger book than the Bible, but it's equal, in most cases, more important than what the Bible says.
所以天主教有玫瑰经啊，有圣母经啊。
So the Catholics, you know, they've got the Book of Mary, they've got these other books.
刚刚在梵蒂冈有上个星期有教宗就立了两个死了的教宗做圣人。
And just a few days ago in the Vatican, the new Pope has just canonized. He's called two dead popes to be saints, new saints in the church.
所以现在有多两个圣人，天主教可以向他祷告，他是向这个圣人祷告，他会做神迹，会帮你，他是一个新的偶像。
And so now there are two new saints in the Catholic Church. You can pray to these new saints, and these saints will do a miracle for you. In other words, you've got two more idols to worship.
圣经有没有这些一个人死了可以成圣人的吗？
Does the Bible say that somebody dies, you can make them a saint because the Pope said so?
我们就是信圣经，不是信人的说话。
We just believe in the teaching of the Bible, not in teaching of man.
看彼得后书一章20-21节。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20-21. 2 Peter chapter 1,
彼得后书第一章20节。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言，没有可随思意解说的。
Knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation,
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来的。
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣经不是诗意可以解释的。
And so we cannot interpret the Bible from our own understanding.
有人告诉你神告诉他一个新的启示是我先有，没人明白，是神先给我，你告诉他你疑端，你行开的。
If somebody comes to you and says, I've got a revelation from God, it's a new revelation, I'm the only one in the whole world who's got this revelation, it's brand new, and tell them, get out of here, man, get behind me, Satan, that's not from God.
神不会给人家一个私人的一个的隐蔽的启示。
God will not give you a personal private revelation.
神已经给我们他的启示。
God has already given us a revelation.
他 佢唔会加唔会减。
He's not going to add to it or take away from it。
如果你觉得有圣灵感动你话你听啲嘢，一定会符合圣经，唔会违背圣经。
So if you feel that God's spoken to you and said something to you, whatever God says to you will be in accordance with the Bible. It will not go against the Bible.
如果从圣经违背是冲突就不属于神
And if it has conflict with what the Bible says and is different from what the Bible says, it is not from God.
那有好多人说、啊、牧师你不要这样说圣灵做着新事呢圣经没有记载这个末世的时候在末世时代神做新事所以我们要接受圣灵的感动
And so Pastor don't get so radical man This is a new time the last time and the Holy Spirit's doing a new work in the end times So we need to be open to what the Holy Spirit's doing in the end times man
那如果圣灵在末世做的事从之前没有做的那个不是圣灵
If the Holy Spirit's going to be doing something in the end times that He didn't do all along, that's not the Holy Spirit.
你说、啊、牧师不是你接开你放开你的心、哦、这些是神做的工作吗你不用查考经文你不用查考有没有印证是神理你你是窒息圣灵的
And so pastor don't look for evidence in the Bible don't look for proof from the dust you're just stifling the spirit just accept it
我们有弟兄最近去了一间教会教会的人是这样为他祈祷
There's a brother from our church recently went to a different church. And this is how they prayed for him. And the brother was not comfortable at all with what's going on.
他叫他停止。我不接受，这个不属于神。
And he said, please stop, I don't accept this, this can't be from God.
那个姊妹告诉他，弟兄，我是接受着你从小至大所经历的痛苦在我身上，是入到我心里面，跟着我咬回出来。
And she said, brother, I'm taking on all the pain and your hurt from your childhood till now, I'm taking it on myself, and I'm digesting it and then throwing it back out.
好，你话我听嘅圣经里边边度有呢啲咁嘅嘢
？Where in the Bible does it talk about this？
系冇嘛，你揾唔到嘅。
It's not in the Bible。
揾唔到就唔系神喎。If it's not in the Bible, it's not from God。跟住个牧师同佢讲啊。我初初都唔慣，慢慢就會慣啦。
The pastor said, I wasn't comfortable at first either, but you'll get used to it.
對唔住，我唔想慣啊。如果唔屬於神，我唔想慣啊。
If it's not from God, I don't want to get used to it.
我有個經文覺得係非常之有意思，《帖撒羅尼迦前書》5:19-21。
There's a passage I think is very applicable and very meaningful. 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21. A lot of people take this passage out of context.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:19-21.
1 Thessalonians 5:19-21. But you 消灭圣灵的感动。Do not quench the spirit. But you 藐视先知的讲论。Do not despise prophecy. 但要凡事察验善美的要持守。Test all things. Hold fast to what is good.
好多叫你唔好试验，唔好靠人证，唔好圣经揾到证据。佢冇睇过呢个经文。
Those people that tell you not to look in the Bible for evidence, for proof, for clarification, they say you, looking in the Bible for clarification, you're stifling the Holy Spirit, they haven't read this passage.
这个经文是一口气里面叫我们没有消灭圣灵的感动，但要凡事察验。
This passage in one breath tells us not to stifle the, don't quench the Holy Spirit, but test all things.
即使说无论发生什么事，无论咩经历，无论系边个讲嘅经历，我要察验，我要试验，系唔系属于神。
So that means that no matter what the experience was, no matter who had the experience, I need to test it to see if it's from God or not.
你叫我唔好察验，你系弯曲圣经，你系讲错嘅。
And if you tell me not to test it, then you're going against the Bible and not following what God says.
系咪？
Look back at 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章第二节第三节。
Back in 1 John chapter 4 verse 2 and 3.
凡领认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world.
所以个关键就系我哋相信耶稣系边个。
So the key is, who do we believe that Jesus is?
你相信耶稣是谁?
Who do you believe that Jesus is?
耶稣是一个伟人? 耶稣是一个好人?
Do you believe Jesus was an important guy? A great man?
你相信耶稣是一个好的榜样?
Do you believe that Jesus was a great example to follow?
是不是相信耶稣是一个先知?
Do you just believe Jesus was a prophet?
你说你要相信耶稣是神的儿子，是道成肉身来到世界，神成为人为你死在十字架。
Here it says you need to believe that Jesus is God, come in the flesh, the Word made flesh, come to this world, God died on the cross for you.
这个就是先至信耶稣。
That is believing in Jesus Christ.
嗱，我一開始講呢個挪亞個電影。
When I first started, I mentioned the movie Noah.
咁啊，好多人睇呢個挪亞嘅電影，就係覺得點解導演會離開聖經咁遠呢？完全唔似聖經嗰個。
And a lot of people have gone to see this movie and they say, why has the director gone so far away from the biblical account of Noah? What's going on here?
有好多牧师觉得被欺骗，睇完之后就觉得呢个咩垃圾嚟嘅，完全唔似圣经。
A lot of pastors have been to see the movie and they walk away and they say, I've been deceived. What is this garbage they're teaching?
我睇过几个嘅文章分析，我未睇过嘅电影，我都唔会睇。我鼓励你唔睇。
I haven't seen the movie. I encourage you not to see the movie. I have no interest in seeing the movie, but I've read a few articles about the movie and this is what they say.
佢话呢个电影个写电影嗰个人咧，佢原来唔系跟住圣经嚟写罗亚，佢跟住第一至第三世纪一个嘅异端邪教叫洛斯底主义嘅罗亚嚟写。
What they say is that the writer of this movie did not follow the biblical account of Noah. What he followed was a first century to a third century cultic group called the Gnostics, and he wrote about Noah according to what the Gnostics believed.
洛斯底主义就系一个异端邪教嘅。
And Gnosticism was a cult in the early centuries of the church.
洛斯底主义佢相信天父系慈祥，就系远远喺天上，但系佢唔系创造世界。
And they believe that God was a God way up in the somewhere up there, but he did not create the world.
佢个体系里边有天使有邪灵嘅，有唔同嘅程度。
And there are different levels of angels and evil spirits in his realm.
其中一个邪灵系创造宇宙万物同埋地球。 同埋人。
And one of his evil spirits is the creator who created the universe and created the heavens and the earth and created you. You see,
因为是一个邪恶的魔鬼创造这个天地上，所以地上所有的东西物质的全部是邪恶。
And because an evil spirit created everything, everything that's material is evil.
这个邪恶的天使呢，就是糟质人，是恨人，喜欢杀害人。
And this evil spirit loves to destroy and to hurt and to cause pain.
赐长的天父在天上是没计的，他永远是天，他不理的。
And the loving benevolent God is way up in heaven and he doesn't care, he's just way up in heaven.
所以不好意思，邪恶的天使创造世界，制造罗亚，要罗亚杀人啊。
And so this evil God created, and he created Noah, and he caused Noah to go and kill people, you know.
这个洛斯底主义是一个已经绝种的异端，但是翻翻来的。
And so Gnosticism was a cult that was in the world and was disappeared and now it's come back.
他就说耶稣不可能是为你钉十字架，因为物质是邪恶。
They say that Jesus couldn't die for you as God because the material world is evil.
所以一个的真神来到人间做人呢，就立刻变邪恶的。
And so if God came into the earth, he comes into an evil material world, he becomes evil.
所以真神不可能道成肉身。
And so the true God could not become a man.
You see, 为你死十字架，那个不是耶稣的，那个是一个鬼魂。
And so Jesus didn't die on the cross for you, that was a spirit that died on the cross.
Huh? 耶稣不是肉，血肉之躯死的吗？
Jesus wasn't a human flesh that died?
那些不是血流出来，那些幻觉的。
And that wasn't blood that came out, that was
a hallucination. 因为耶稣不可能做人，不可以死嘛，鬼魂不可以死。
Because God could not become man, and a spirit cannot die.
这个是洛斯底主义，
that is Gnosticism.
那平时我不会讲咁神学化嘅嘢俾你听。
I don't usually talk so much about theology and stuff like that to you guys.
但系因为罗亚呢套电影，我唔讲唔得嘅。
But because of this movie about Noah, I have to tell you.
我话你听呢个系一个计谋嚟嘅。
I tell you this is a plan.
因为佢复古呢个洛斯底主义
，because they have resurrected Gnosticism.
他有计划是灌输给你的，
and they've got a plan to influence you with this teaching.
你知道写罗亚这个电影那个人又写了另一个很有名的电影。
Do you know the guy that wrote this movie? Noah wrote another very popular movie.
你可能看过又不知道他在说什么。
Maybe you've seen the movie but you don't know what it's talking about.
我告诉你，他都是说洛斯底主义。
I'll tell you, it's also teaching Gnosticism.
是什么电影呢？少年派的奇游漂流， The Life of Pi。 有没有看过 Life of Pi？ 有没有看过？ Anybody seen it？ 是不是很抽象啊？很不明白说什么啊？ Yeah, 有些人举手。
It's a strange movie, right? I haven't seen it. I've seen previews about it and all that. My kids wanted to see it. We just never got around to it.
它是两套电影是根据 Book of Cabal 的主义，是三世纪的犹太人的洛斯底主义的一本主要的书。
Both movies are taken from the Book of Cabal, which is a Gnostic book from Jewish Gnosticism in the 3rd century.
那本书是遗失了几百年，后来呢就早几十年，就十几年前麦丹娜就找到的，就开始麦丹娜开始宣传这本书的。
The Book of Cabal was from the 3rd century Gnosticism Jews, and it was lost for almost 1,000 years, and it's been found and rediscovered, and Madonna has been publicizing it.
So the title, 电影、音乐、歌声、艺人灌输着一个洛斯底邪教给你的。
So look at these movie stars, musicians, they're forcing a false teaching through their music and movies on you. 你的运气不记啊吗? And you guys didn't even know, did you? What do you see, Sam? We need to be careful. 我们所信的耶稣是肉身的耶稣，是成为一个肉体。 The Jesus that we believe came in the flesh. 我们信的耶稣是百分百神，百分百人。 The Jesus that we believe is 100% God, 100% man. 他是神人耶稣。 He is the God-man Jesus Christ. 他是有肉体，但是他是完全的神。 He had a physical body, but he was a holy God.
所有异端是异端，因为他对耶稣的认识是错。
All the cults are false because they have a false understanding of who Jesus Christ is.
但我们不是信异端，我们信真神。
But we don't believe in a false God, we believe in the real God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要默饼纪念主。
This morning we are going to take communion.
我们默饼，这个饼代表耶稣的身体，这个杯代表耶稣的血。
As we take communion, the bread represents the body of Christ. The cup represents the blood of Christ.
如果耶稣不是血肉之躯为你死在十字架，他没有办法赎你的罪。
If Jesus did not die in the flesh on the cross for you, he cannot forgive your sins.
如果耶稣不是一个血肉的神来到你当中，他没有资格为你赎罪。
And if Jesus did not come in the flesh as God, then he has no right, he is unable to forgive us of our sins.
我们要相信他是有血肉之躯的神，是真神来到人间。
We need to believe that Jesus is God who came in the flesh and died for us.
他是独一无二的真神。
He is the one and only true God.
三位一体的真神，三一真神。
He is the Trinity God.
他为你死，为你复活。
And he died for you and he rose for you.
我们吃这个饼代表耶稣的身体。
So this bread represents the body of Christ. This cup represents the blood of Christ.
我们今天默饼，我们是基督徒，是先吃这个饼，饮这个杯。
As we take communion today, I encourage you that if you are a Christian, only if you are a Christian, please, if you're not a Christian, don't take.
如果你不相信耶稣是你的教主，请你不要吃。
If you do not believe that Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, please do not take these elements.
如果你相信耶稣为你死，为你复活，耶稣是独一的真神，我们欢迎你一起吃。
If you believe that Jesus died on the cross, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he paid the penalty for your sins, I encourage you to take with us.
我们相信我们这个饼，这个杯是代表耶稣的身体，耶稣的血。
We believe that the elements represent the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So when we partake, we remember. And so we remember that he died for us and we thank him for dying for us. And we thank him for sacrificing and giving us a new life. If you don't believe in him, taking it has no meaning for you. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们可以在这里一起吃你的饼，饮你的杯。我们恳求主，给我们吃的时候，是纪念你，靠耶稣再一次宽恕我们的罪，因为我们知道我们有罪，唯有耶稣的宝血可以赦免，唯有耶稣的恩典可以赐我们新生命。 所以我们恳求主耶稣在这一刻再一次宽恕我们，赦免我们。 愿意我哋食嘅时候系有清洁嘅心。多谢主，听佢祷告，阿门。